Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Mortal Heart, His Fair Assassin, Book 3, by Robin Lefevers, narrated by Jennifer Grace.
Chapter 1. Brittany, December 1488. For most, the bleak, dark months when the black storms come howling out of the north is a time of grimness and sorrow, as people await the arrival of winter, which brings death, hunger, and bitter cold in its wake. But we at the convent of St. Mortain welcome winter with open arms and hearts, for it is Mortain's own season when he is full upon us. In such a way does the wheel of life turn, with every ending but a new beginning. That is the promise Mortain has made us. So, while most people bar their doors and shut their windows tight, we have cause for celebration and go traipsing through the wood, gathering the sacred yew branches and collecting holly with its bright red berries that remind us of the 3 drops of blood spilled when Mortain was pierced by love and Arduina's own arrow. And while Mortain is a far more gentle god than most people give him credit for, I do not think he would look kindly upon his young handmaidens jousting with the sacred branches that are intended for his holy fire. Audrey, Aveline, stop that!
She started it,
Aveline says, peering out from under the pale red hair that has fallen across her eyes.
No, I didn't. You did. You always do. Because you're good with swords and knives and fighting, you always want to fight. Girls? I clap my hands.